This is Danny Lakey.
Hello.
He owns a radio show on Triple M. After 9 o'clock, he answers the phones in a segment called 9 o'clock Natter. And these are the best of the 9 o'clock Nutters. Enjoy.
Let's go to Adrian in Blacktown. Good evening, Adrian.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah, I am going well. What do you want to get off your chest?
You know when you said fart tricks?
Oh, fart tricks, yes.
Yeah, because you said fart jokes, but that ain't working.
Oh, fart jokes. No, well, fart tricks, fart tips, fart gossip, fart jokes. Yeah, it all goes. Yeah.
Jokes are more like bad jokes, like a man walks into a bar, bang, it's an iron bar.
Yeah, nice. That's just a joke, though, isn't it?
The next bloke rides in and hangs his horse on a hook. Must hang.
Now that's a joke, though. It's just a normal joke.
With a fart joke, why do farts smell?
Why do farts smell?
That's so deaf people can enjoy the joke, too.
Oh. One of the great jokes. On your Reefy. Oh, Reefy. In Cranbourne.
How are you doing?
Genuine caller. Truth teller, what do you want to get off your chest?
Just wanted to at least try and say a funny story or like an experience of mine that happened back then, just all the people who are having a hard in lockdown now.
Okay, great. So let's just preface this now. How long do you expect the story to go? Because sometimes people get very excited and it goes on for about 4.5 minutes, and because I don't like conflict, I usually let it roll on and everyone else tunes out. So what are we in for here? A 30-second anecdote, 2-minute story, 10-minute rant?
At a minute 30, maybe.
All right. Well, the pressure's on. Take it away.
All right. So what happened is my mate invited me up to the Murray. And so we went up there and it was boiling. So we were in the water every day. And it was my first time ever kneeboarding. And we were going up. We were getting experience and everything. And then we were going. And then there's one time where, you know, man, we're all priding up ourselves. We're all going along. We think we're so good and experienced. And we're coming around this bend with... I'm looking around and I'm looking on the beach and I see these two very nice looking ladies and they're all looking glamorous and everything. And I'm just like, right, watch this, fellas. I notify my mate. I'm like, watch this, mate. You watch. I get one hand off and I'm leaning back and I'm looking at the ladies. I'm like, ladies, how you doing? You're looking good in front over there. Wish I could be over there, but I can't. And I'm still going along with them. And then there are these boats called Malibus and they're big. They're huge. They create big waves. And one of them comes past us and creates this big wave and I don't notice. So the first wave comes and I'm in shock. I'm like, whoa, what's happening? And I'm jumping up in the air and then I lose it on the second one and the board flips over knife and fall and I absolutely smash my face on the water and then everyone's just laughing their head at me and just, after that day, just, you know, couldn't talk to women again after that.
Oh, okay. I'll buy you one more frozen orange juice on this fantastic wave. Reefy's only mistake there was that he prefaced it with, this is going to be a real funny story. If he just got into it, but oh, Reefy, what do you like, crazy Reefy? Shane in Phillip Island, hello.
That's me.
That is you. Smooth set.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm going well. Just, actually about to tuck into some smoked almonds and more on why I'm doing that pretty soon.
Well done.
This is all about you, though. What's going on?
Oh, I've got a piss story.
Good.
Were you going to go to that?
Yeah, absolutely. When you got to go, you got to go. What happened?
Sweet. Yeah, I did. I have to. And I held it on for as long as I could. But I was working for one of my best friend's dads at the time, and he's a good mate of mine as well. And we were heading through to the city to set up some nets on the other side of the city. And we had to go through the tunnel. And me and my mate were sinking piss in his ute. And come to the tunnel, it wasn't good timing because we needed to go before that. And anyway, all I had around me was empty stubby bottles, and that's not a very easy task.
No.
So anyway, I couldn't hold on any longer. So we got to nearly the end of the tunnel. We were stopping and going, as
you
do.
Oh yeah, like tunnels
do. And it got to the end of the tunnel, and my mate's dad's just pissing himself laughing the whole time. And he's like, no, piss in a bottle, whatever you got. When I'm not fucking, no, I'm not shushing. I'm not, he goes, I'm not stopping. You're going to have to piss in the bottle. Mm. We were going to work. And we'll go on and get set up and then go to work. Anyway, ended up unloading into about five stubbies in the back of it, spilling all over myself the whole time. And the mate in the front, he held on to it the whole time. He held on, but I'm like, nah, no way. So I ended up unloading into about three or four, five stubbies. And pissing on myself the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what your friend has trained his prostate gland with a regime of Kegel exercises.
He was lucky.
You, on the other hand, says like you couldn't even close peg it for just a couple of seconds transitioning from bottle to bottle. Hey, Jenny in Glenorchy, Tasmania. Other childhood games that I enjoyed. Are you a fan of heads down, thumbs up? Back in your day, was heads down, thumbs up a thing? Back in your school days?
About what?
Obviously not. So that was when you'd be in class and the teacher would pick five players and then the rest of the class would sit down, their head would be buried in the desk so they couldn't see anything, and they'd have their thumbs up on the desk. And then the five kids would go around and each would pick one other kid and they'd just tap their thumbs, just lightly.
No, we never did that. We never did that where I went to school.
Yeah, different upbringings. Well, that was good fun. That was real good fun, especially if you could get the angles right and have a little peek down and have a look at the person's shoes who hit you. Then you just go and when it's time to guess, you'd be like, the white Reeboks. I think that was Andrew.
That's a funny game. Am I on? Yeah, one of my favourite games is my word game. Now, if I really want to challenge myself...
Have you told us about this word game before? You're starting to repeat your content?
No, but you asked about, people, what are your favourite games?
Yeah.
Well, that is my favourite game at the present. I like to pick, say, one word. Mm. Say, unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I write that down in capital letters on my notebook, underline it, and I look at the clock and I give myself exactly 5 minutes to see how many words I can make out of that one word. I score myself 5 points for a common word, 10 points for a Christian name, and 15 points for a country or a town or a state.
Okay.
And then I add it up.
Now, are you stacking the points in your favour? Do you know that you're more privy and more aligned to actually figure out towns and countries rather than words and Christian names? Is that why you're putting it on 15 points? Are you stacking the chips in your favour?
No, because common names, common words and names for me are easier to get the most of, whereas it's harder to get the countries, states and whatever. Yeah. So I score accordingly.
Now, I am very surprised, and I will do whatever you want if you can spell a country, a town, or a Christian name out of the word unfortunate, because I'm just spitballing here. I've got tuna, fort, rotate, eat, feet, fortune, eight, rot, and turn. But I can't spell Berlin.
Berlin. B-E-R-L-I-N.
I can obviously spell it, but not with the word unfortunate.
Oh, well, I tell you.
Michael in East Burwood, great part of Burwood. What do you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, I just want to say that I gave a moon face and I gave a brown eye and I shit myself one day and left skin marks.
Wow, well, that's what we call the quaddy right there. let's break this down one by one. Start with the moon face, which is just your classic moon, I'm guessing. Cheeks to the public.
Yeah,
cheeks to the public.
Cheeks and bum cheeks.
Bum cheeks to the public. And then went for a fart, followed through.
Yeah, I gave a brown eye.
Talk me through this brown eye, because I've done a few moons in my time. Is it brown eye? That's you're now parting ways with the moon and revealing the golden chocolate dot. Yeah.
That's your asshole.
I thought so, yeah. Okay, good. Mm. Now, and all right, so you've mooned, you've brown-eyed, you've treated the public, they know what you're about. And then
yeah,
what?
I shit myself and I left skid marks.
Yeah, okay. Skid marks where?
My trousers.
On your trousers. Where are the trousers? Yeah. Just a quarter of the way down at this point, knee length, ankle.
Yeah, below the nose.
Below, just below the knee, and I'm just going to add that to my sketch now. I'll come back to the brown eye later on. Shade, do a bit more shading with the detail there. And then after that, you've, what, pulled your pants back up and went on with normal life, or you've rectified the situation in your own way?
No, I wiped myself with a newspaper.
Okay, that's good. It could have all been avoided had you not have mooned someone to begin with. Shane in Phillip Island, hello.
Oh, shit, yes.
Oh, easy there. Don't want to catch you by surprise.
Easy.
Don't want to catch you by surprise.
Yep, you got me.
Now, talk to me
about
this.
I'm down by the dam.
Ah, good. So you are...
I was just walking up for a beer and you just turned me around. Yeah. I'm going back to the river.
Happy to have that power over you. Don't go all the way into the river, though. Just stop at the shore.
Oh, yeah, it was a hell of a hike up the hill to get a beer.
Oh.
I still might do it, but I'll wait.
I would suggest actually going and grabbing that beer because it sounds like you don't want to hike all that way for nothing.
No. I'm going to be too vocal.
All right, yeah, just settle down there.
Not good.
No, it's not good.
Shit. I'd rather be by the river.
Yeah, so true. Where would you rather be? By the river or on a hike?
I don't know.
Now, your GPS coordinates, they are good for you
now? No, don't tell them.
I don't know them, but I'm just double checking. Wherever you are now, you're now happy to proceed with the conversation?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, all systems go. Now,
yes.
I heard that you live in a caravan. And
I do.
I actually like this. As someone who lived in a van for a little bit pre-COVID-19.
Yeah, for about a 2.5-3 month stint.
Yeah.
This time.
Oh, are you talking about you or me?
Me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too.
This is my van.
So that's interesting. And
yeah, this is my van. I want to get a bee eating view, the old Jeepers Creepers number plate on the back, or Muff Diver from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, wouldn't that be a funny little quip to see on the back of a van?
One or the other, but it can't work without the other because it looks weird.
Yeah, well, that's one of the downfalls of number plates. You're only allowed one at a time.
Yes.
But talk us through this caravan living setup, because I've always thought when I go camping at a caravan park, it's quite interesting to see that there are a couple of cabins that seem on permanent lease, and then the people come out and like, oh, well, you wouldn't want to live here, mate. You wouldn't want to live here. It's like, hello, I'm coming here on holiday. You live here permanently. Why wouldn't I? Sounds pretty good to me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Well,
nice living. And
Jesus Christ! What? Start that again, please. Shane. I've never been more confused in my radio career. But...
Neither have I.
talk us through this trailer lifestyle. Sorry. Go.
So anyway, where should I start? What the drinking or the awake or the...
Bypass that. How much are you paying for the trailer?
Oh, I already bought it years ago.
You bought the trailer. And now what is...
I got kicked out of home and I'm living in it.
Yeah, well... Good. And now you're at the caravan park?
No.
No. Just on the streets?
No.
Down by the river?
No.
Yes. But
no.
You're paying no rent?
It's a hell of a walk.
It's a hell of a walk. But paying any rent?
Yeah, I live on an island. It's all good.
Okay. So are you paying anyone to leave this trailer where you're paying it? Where you have it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go. No, let's not get too much deeper there, mate.
I just want to know the price we're talking. Is it $80 a week? $220?
Yeah. Let's just say it's a fair share. Yeah. We all do our own part when we can. Whether you're stuck in a trailer or here and there, or you know, we all throw whoever you're stuck with. You throw them whatever you got.
Yeah, and I've never had a more efficient conversation in the 9 o'clock natter in my whole life.
Hello, Danny Lakey's pub. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Uncle Jack. Uncle Jack, check me off.
Uncle Jack me off. Is there any Uncle Jack me off around here? I got to go full Mo Sizzlack and then realise at the end, no, get out of here, get out, go, go. Yeah, no, good. And a theatre background as well, always helps.
Catch the Danny Lakey Show anytime on the Listener app or weeknights on Triple M.